Hello, this is the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording on Friday morning. What day is this? Friday, March 24th. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whatever it is to you, or if you can't sleep, and I'm getting you through the overnight, like the old days of All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. Thanks to friends of mine, by the way, who sent me the latest truth piece on how bad Bomani Jones is and how he doesn't own how bad he is, and the documentation that Bomani Jones' ratings on ESPN Radio were the worst in the history of the network. I had ratings, so that means his were lower than mine. Nobody had more affiliates than I did. Anyway, we're going to talk about how the truth may be hiding in plain sight as it relates to my continuing interest going on how many months now? Back to what? August of 2022. And what I've been telling you about Lamar Jackson. Give me a minute to remind you that Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things. It can include family law. It can include child support adjustment. It can include post-judgment to find out if their definition of full service covers what you need for legal reasons. You can receive a free consult by going to brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, they are providing the gift baskets to every individual player on the winning team of the upcoming 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship at Plantation Palms Golf Club on April 1st. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Also, Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Sean Sullivan is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. He not only has his own player evaluation podcast that is very popular on JoeBucksFan.com, he not only plays in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, he not only writes $1,000 checks to winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, but Sean Sullivan's best talent is selling automobiles. That's why he's the GM of Bill Curry Ford, and I know he's good at it because he sold one to me. And I've been telling you for now going on 18 months how happy I was and continue to be with trading in a 2014 Ford Focus for a pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape. I reduced the mileage on my personal vehicle from 100,000 to 40,000. I have had no issues with my Ford Escape, and I am a very happy customer. You can sit in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford when you are interested in a new or pre-owned vehicle, just like I did. And the way you do that is by contacting the dealership and asking for Grace Thomas. And she will book you a date and time with Sean Sullivan, and you can have the same face-to-face experience to get something done that I did. Grace Thomas is the key, and if you have any trouble getting a hold of Grace Thomas, you just get a hold of me, and I will text Grace Thomas and have her call you to set it up. I promise you, I can get this done, because Grace will get it done, and Sean Sullivan wants to get this done for you. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. And this leads into my email, write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com, and how you get a hold of me for podcast purposes or to say, hey, Todd, how do I get in front of Sean Sullivan? Can you have Grace Thomas call me? So that email works for podcast purposes. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Twitter, I don't use it very much, at ToddWright2121. And I am on Facebook simply as Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, if you would like to be one of my friends. So, for those of you that listen regularly, I'm going to try not to go over everything I have said since last August, bringing attention to Lamar Jackson, because most of you have seen this play out pretty much as I thought. And if you gave me the benefit of the doubt, you watched it with your own eyes, you're like, yeah, it's kind of gone that way. So as of the time of this taping, we are now, what, about 2 weeks down the road of Lamar Jackson being able to negotiate with any National Football League team, tell them what he wants, and potentially get what he wants, and then see if the Ravens will match it or work out a deal to avoid sending two number one picks to that team, or to avoid that team not getting Lamar Jackson. And none of that has happened. Now, there are various theories why none of that has happened. I'm not going to waste time today on that. I guess I am. But I want to talk about it specifically from the Ravens' standpoint. And I've made some of these points before, and I think this, I've seen some really good people who cover the NFL talk about this, talk about why it's happening, what is happening. And I've also seen some fools, basically the loudmouths in the business, who can't understand why Lamar hasn't been paid and how disrespectful this is. And that's why they're just loudmouths and I don't pay attention to them. One of the things I said going back to August of 2022 was that I believed that the Ravens made very quietly, very discreetly, in a room with very few people, but very powerful people within the organization, none of which have changed. They made an organizational decision that unless Lamar Jackson did something beyond their expectations, beyond what he had done the first 4 years in Baltimore, that they had made an organizational decision to move on from Lamar Jackson rather than go down the road of a huge, either fully or mostly guaranteed contract similar to Deshaun Watson and or Kyler Murray, which would attach them to him for the foreseeable future, for better or for worse. I still firmly believe that. And to me, that's the truth in plain sight that I don't hear the loudmouths acknowledging the possibility of, because they're the loudmouths and they don't do their homework and they don't see all sides of things. They're biased for various reasons. But even the smart people looking at this with no real skin in the game either way, acknowledging that the Ravens may not want to go forward with Lamar Jackson, and this decision was made a while ago. All right, so let's address the first thing. Well, why don't they just come out and say it? No. There's so many things in any business you can't come out and say. I'll just relate this to personal. And anyone who has been in the media, particularly the talk radio business, knows 1 minute they love you, and the next minute they're done with you. You don't know how they really feel. You may think you know, but you don't know. It's like Jim Moore, the old days of Jim Moore, not just the playoffs rant. The Ravens, if I'm right, And around the time the Ravens made some form of contract offer to Lamar Jackson, either before they made the organizational decision to move on from him, or they made it after knowing he'd turn it down, but it's like, well, you got to offer him something. We got to make this look good. We got to see where his head's at. We can't totally be the bad guy here. They can't say it. They couldn't say it last year because he's still under contract for 1 year. And at that point, you're already down the road. And yeah, he's going to quarterback your team. And I think last year, Jackson was basically quarterbacking for his future with the Ravens. And how'd that work out? Not very good. They weren't an awful team. He wasn't an awful quarterback. But he did many of the same things that he did the year before. He couldn't finish the season. There's still questions whether he was healthy enough to play the playoff game and simply chose not to do it, which doesn't endear him to your employer or future employers, whether you agree with it from a business standpoint or not. He still has all of one playoff win to his credit. That's the same as Baker Mayfield, by the way. And before you Buck homers get excited and say, see, no, that means you suck. Now, granted, Daniel Jones has one playoff win, and I think the Giants outbid themselves to keep Daniel Jones, but at least it's a recent playoff win. It's not recent for Lamar Jackson. And let me remind all of you, not those of you who've been listening to my podcast, the Ravens, in theory, don't need Lamar Jackson nor any franchise quarterback to win a Super Bowl. They've won two Super Bowls the last two-plus decades with non-Hall of Fame names like Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco. Why would you think they can't do it again? Why? I believe they can do it again. And is there anyone other than Lamar's family or whoever this Ken Francis guy is, lighten up, Francis, who know Lamar Jackson better than the Ravens organization does? And if the Ravens have made an organizational decision to move away from him, they're doing it because they have the knowledge. They have the foresight. This is a Super Bowl winning organization with a Super Bowl winning head coach that also just brought in a new recent two-time national championship offensive coordinator and play caller who has NFL experience, and Jackson had no input in the hire. Again, I say, the truth sometimes is hiding in plain sight. And this is what I'm simply not hearing from others. I believe the Ravens made an organizational decision either prior to or after the last contract offer and rejection from Lamar Jackson before the 2022 season to barring Lamar hitting it out of the park, getting the Ravens, playing a full season, winning the division, getting them to the conference championship game, something he's never done, getting them to the Super Bowl, something he's never done. And 2022 went almost exactly like 2021. Very close, not anything like the MVP season he had going back to what, 2019. The Ravens can't come out and say, he's never going to play for us again. But if you're asking me to put a dollar on it today, one crisp piece of American currency with the number one on it and no zeros, I'm telling you Lamar Jackson will never play for the Ravens again. And that's their decision. And it more and more, it seems to be becoming his decision in his mind. The Ravens, I'm sure, are hopeful and have been someone would sign him to an offer sheet, say all the things he wants to hear, give him all the guarantees he wants. This is where I keep hearing from some highly respected people that the reason Lamar isn't being signed to an offer sheet is because you're then in no man's land. You're just doing the Ravens' work for them because they can't sign him. So thank you very much, and thank you for getting him signed. We're just going to match the offer, and now you've hurt your own quarterback room because the toothpaste is out of the tube with the guys that are currently on your roster saying, well, I guess you didn't want me because you threw all this money at Lamar Jackson even though he's not here. I don't think that's the case at all. Again, I think the truth is hiding in plain sight. The Ravens would love for one of the other 31 NFL teams to sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet. And then I would imagine the Ravens would make a phone call and say, hey, you want to work this out? You clearly want him as your quarterback. We don't want to give up two number one picks. How about we give up one number one pick, and you may or may not have a veteran quarterback or a young quarterback you're not planning on using. We'll take him and maybe something else. So the draft is coming up, as we keep talking about this. The draft is coming up. And honestly, I don't think anything's going to happen on this front actively until we get to the draft. Because some quarterback needy teams already made their move. Whether you agree or disagree or think the move makes you a Super Bowl contender or a playoff contender or a 500 team, it doesn't matter. Some teams already made a move in free agency as it relates to quarterbacks. New Orleans did. Tampa Bay did. The Raiders did. We're potentially waiting till we get closer to the draft for the Jets and Packers to make their move, if it is going to be made. That's a whole other podcast. There are clearly teams in play for drafting a quarterback at the end of next month. Carolina has the number one pick. They are clearly in the quarterback market. Houston has the number two pick. They are clearly in the quarterback market draft-wise. The Colts pick what? Four. They are clearly in the quarterback market. There's talk that even though Seattle re-signed Geno Smith, that Seattle may still draft a quarterback. I think I've heard this out of the Raiders too. So you're going to hear these things. What if, and it's very likely, and I might not have named all the quarterback needy teams that are in the market to draft a quarterback in the first round. And I don't like most of the quarterbacks in the first round this year. The only one I like, and I like him, I don't love him, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and see if he can play at the NFL level, is Bryce Young. I don't believe in C.J. Stroud. I don't believe in Will Levis. I certainly don't believe in Anthony Richardson. Hooker is interesting. That feels like a value coming off the injury. It's not a slam dunk by any means, but if you're not using a first round pick on the guy, that kind of changes the dynamic here. I tell you right now, I'd rather have Hooker with a second round pick than Kyle Trask with a second round pick, who's clearly proven he can't, not only can he not play the NFL game, he can't learn it. That's why the Bucks went after a guy who the Browns paid $10.5 million not to play for them. And at the time the Panthers released Baker Mayfield, he was the lowest rated quarterback in QBR of qualifying quarterbacks in the league. And this was just last year. Hell, this was December of last year. That's how bad Kyle Trask is. So once we get to that last Thursday of April, and Lamar Jackson is still likely sitting out there, Ravens haven't signed him, and he hasn't signed an offer sheet anywhere else. And this is probably going to get more contentious, and you know, things will be said. They'll be said by Jackson and his camp, not the Ravens. They're too professional. They're a Super Bowl winning organization. They know what they're doing here. So then that first round's going to play out, and it's kind of like, I should ask, I know very well, say a middle school teacher. I guess middle school is too old for this. In like elementary schools or camps, do they still play musical chairs, or did someone get hurt and you're not allowed to do that anymore because of freaking lawsuits? All right, let's use the musical chairs example. That's going to happen the night of the first round of the draft. You're going to have these teams circling, and someone isn't going to have a chair slash a quarterback from the first round that they like by the time they go to bed that night. And yeah, there's going to be Hooker and I think the Stanford kid. And okay, but still, we're talking about drafting a quarterback in the first round. So some team's going to get left out. And then what do they do? Because once the draft ends, now if you sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, you're giving up number ones now a full 1 and 2 years down the road, rather than if you did it now, you're giving up the pick that you're putting all the work in, and you've been putting all the work in for a while. You don't want to give that up. And some teams that don't have a number one right now all of a sudden could be on that board. Also, I'll leave you with this as it relates to the Ravens in the draft. Now, the Ravens did re-sign Tyler Huntley. He was a restricted free agent. He's got a deal. It's done. It's $2.7 million. Because they can't spend the $32-plus million that is sitting there as long as they have that franchise non-exclusive cap, non-exclusive tender on Jackson. It has to be allotted for, because if for whatever reason, and this won't happen tomorrow, Lamar Jackson says, yeah, I'll sign the tender, the Ravens have to have the money to cover that. It's like watching Ocean's 11 and why they hit the casino on the night of the big fight, because they knew the money was going to be in the vault. Nevada Gaming Commission rules. So the money's got to be in the vault, just in case, even though Lamar isn't going to sign the tender with the Ravens, not before the draft. I think the Ravens would love to have had this done before the draft and are probably coming to the conclusion that it's not, and here's why. The Ravens are going to draft a quarterback. Now, one that makes a whole lot of sense to me is Stetson Bennett. First of all, he's old enough to play the NFL game right now. Second, he hasn't lost a game in 2 years. And he's faced some pretty good competition. Did he lose one? I'm trying to think now. Did Georgia lose the SEC championship to Bama and then Bama slipped in? Bama jumped up. Georgia went to the Orange Bowl. I'm getting myself a little confused. I don't think Georgia's lost a game. No, they're fully unbeaten the last 2 years. TCU fans are like, oh, please don't bring up Georgia. You don't think Todd Monken has had the conversation with John Harbaugh and the front office of the Ravens? You know how the Ravens know Lamar Jackson better than anybody else? Guess who Monken knows better than anybody else in the NFL? Stetson Bennett. Yeah. No, not first round. No. Maybe not even day two. Day three? Day two, day three. Because the Ravens need other quarterbacks on their roster. Or are the Ravens in play? Do they love someone other than Bennett? Would they draft another one and Bennett? Not unprecedented. Remember, the year the Redskins drafted RG3, guess who else they drafted? Kirk Cousins. Same draft. Guess who's still a starting quarterback in the National Football League? The one they drafted later. The one who has as many playoff wins as Lamar Jackson, by the way. The one who's making fully guaranteed money and has for a while. Because he's smart and he has an agent. Yeah. We'll leave it there. Again, I think the truth's in plain sight here. The Ravens decided a long time ago, we're going to move on from this guy. Let's do it as professionally as possible. Let's get what we can for him. But we have seen enough to know we can't win Super Bowls with him. So why attach all this money and all these guarantees to a guy we've coached up and other offensive free agents don't want to play with? That's the truth in plain sight to me. Send me your opinion. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.